The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we are. Boy, you gotta love that reporter that uses the word escape and says escape. It's like, let me ask you a question. Oh boy. So much for news, huh? Gotta love it. Let's escape to another country, huh? Yeah, we got a situation now. Tom Holman's back in the driver's seat. We've had him on the show before. I'm gonna try to get him back on again. I know he's gonna be in big demand because everybody wants to talk to him. They want to pick his brains, and they know pretty much what he's going to do. But he came out of the gate after Trump nominated him as a border czar and said to illegal immigrants, get out. We know who you are. Well, where you are, that's a whole different story. He wants illegal immigrants to self-deport. Criminals and gang members get no grace period, he said. While we're out prioritizing the public safety threats and national security threats, if you want to self-deport, you should self-deport because, again, we know who you are and we're going to come and find you. They get no favors from this administration. You came to the country illegally, which is a crime. You committed crimes against the U.S., against U.S. citizens, some heinous. You get no grace period, so we're coming for you. I guarantee you that the federales will show up in Aurora, Colorado, where Tren de Aragua has taken over the apartment complexes, and they will rid Aurora of all of this, and the mayor will be happy. Holman served as acting ICE director in 2017 and 18. He's got 3 decades of experience in immigration enforcement. Now, they're saying, and this is Tucker and everybody in mainstream media, 10 million illegals are estimated to have entered the U.S. since Biden took office. All right, if you're going to break the law and you're going to allow illegal immigrants in here with the intention of making them U.S. citizens overnight, and they don't have to do the things and do the dance, so to speak, that most of the legal immigrants in this country have to do, have you committed treason against the United States? I mean, you repeatedly just broke laws, passed executive orders, attempted to rule by edict, shut down businesses, screwed with the economy, forced people to get the jab. I mean, there's all sorts of junk that they've done. And not only that, but apparently Trump says that he's going to, this day one policy, he's going to end birth citizenship. Currently under U.S. law, a person is granted U.S. citizenship if they're born in the country. Trump argues this creates an incentive for illegal immigration or for a woman to simply go to the U.S. when she's pregnant. Yeah, just migrate in, sneak into the country. The child's born on American soil. It opens the door to various social benefits and chain migration because, hey, we got an anchor kid. That's what this is all about. He's going to stop this, according to what Trump has announced. Now, you may have an opinion about that. You may not. 208-216-6100 is our call-in number. To me, letting somebody in the country illegally in of itself presents a real problem. You have people out there that are working in the United States government that are all part of this, including Mayorkas, Dorcas Mayorkas. He is a dork. Dorcas Mayorkas should be hung out to dry with the same bunch that allowed all these people to come into the country, including you-know-who, Harris. You remember I used to call her chlamydia? Because she is a disease no matter what state you're in. She gets to certify Trump's election. Ah. See, now there are people out there right now that are saying, you really... And I mean, this is serious. We've got issues with FEMA going on. We got issues that, you know, Kerry Lake, of course, got bounced. We've got issues with Pennsylvania's election process because here we are 1 week later And we've got, according to Schumer, you know, Chucky, the cartoon character with the knife, you know, that stabs people. Yeah, Chucky is not allowing Dave McCormick from Pennsylvania, supposedly the one the race was called for, over Democratic incumbent Bob Casey. Oh, there's still 100,000 votes to be counted. A week later? What is wrong with your election process? You people in the Keystone State need to clean it up. I'll guarantee you. We're going to be spending probably the next 4 years in courts across the nation. I predict there's going to be lawsuits filed all across the nation forcing states to clean up their election process. Because this garbage, about 100,000 ballots, where did they come from? Yeah, where did they come from? Where did they go? Where did they come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah. Why is it we have 100,000 people, 100,000 ballots? Are these ballots phony ballots? What are they? I mean, this is nutty. We need to clean this mess up because these states, you know, it's amazing. Like I said, Florida's got way more people than Pennsylvania does. And Florida, by midnight, you know who won. But Pennsylvania, we've got all the, what is wrong with you people in the Keystone State? Seriously. You need to crack down on your own government and clean this mess up. Same with Arizona. Look how long it took him for Gallego to get announced as he's the senator. He gets to remain in place, right? Well, you know, it looks like there is a projection that the Republicans are going to continue to control the House. There's some more projections out there as well. And of course, they're making, 39-year-old Marnie Washington the patsy, she says. Jesse Waters even got on Fox and had Marnie Washington. Fired FEMA worker says she's a patsy. And why is that? You know, I mean, it's all over the news now. Nobody's talking about FEMA and what they did or didn't do. Well, come to find out, FEMA employees were told to avoid helping homes advertising Trump, and Marnie Washington says that she's the patsy here. And, of course, agency administrator Deanne Criswell wrote on X, this type of behavior and action will not be tolerated, and we will hold people accountable if they violate these standards of conduct. So apparently Florida's Division of Emergency Management is launching an investigation into the issue. Remember we told you yesterday that FEMA, basically, if you had a Trump sign in your yard, FEMA would pass you by. Well, apparently, it's more than just that. Apparently, they've not visited half the homes affected. Now, is it because they got Trump signs in their yard, or was it simply because of the fact that FEMA was just told to not, you know, hand out money to these people? No, we need more money for these illegal immigrants. You see, when they start taking money out of the U.S. Treasury, to me, I don't know about you, but I look at this as embezzlement. They're embezzling money out of the U.S. Treasury, which we the people are allegedly responsible for, all that fiat money out there. Oh, yeah. So that we can pay for these anchor babies and all these illegals and give them $9,000 debit cards so they can go out and spend, spend, spend. They're not helping the economy. They're helping themselves, folks, at our expense. And I think we really need to put their foot down. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, we're not like the cartels where we can force them to send their money back to the cartels. Maybe we can bill the cartels and then go after them for debt collection. Oh, yeah, well, you think that's going to last? Now, there's no way that we're going to be able to recover that money once they've already spent it. I think that New York Mayor Adams probably would be delighted to have all those illegals taken out of his town so he doesn't have to worry about billing all the people in his city. I mean, the cost of living is already expensive through the roof up there. Meanwhile, genetic testing firm 23andMe, you know, the ones that they found out were giving allegedly giving information about all your DNA testing to China. Well, they're cutting about 200 employees from their workforce, discontinuing further development of all of its therapies as part of a restructuring program, you think? Yeah, and you really want to go get a DNA test? Half this stuff is cooked up, folks. Salesforce, meanwhile, is hiring 1,000 people to sell its new AI product. Oh, yeah, their stock jumped 2.5% to a record high last week. Problem is You know, do we trust AI to do the right thing? It could start World War III, couldn't it? Why are we doing this? I told you we were going to be in trouble if we continued to support this garbage. We'll be right back.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, we're back from our quickie break. Can you believe what Mattel did? You know, Mattel, the toy maker? Oh, yeah, how do you apologize? How do you take it back when you print... This is what they did, allegedly. They accidentally printed the URL for a porn site on the packaging for its new Wicked dolls, you know, after the TV series. Oh, my gosh. Huh. You printed a URL for a porn site. Wow, boy, they're really after your kids. The Wicked dolls, yeah. You buy one of these dolls for your kids, and, hey, Mommy, what's this URL? Oh, look, it's porn, Mommy. Oh, that went over real well, didn't it? You know, is Mattel woke or did somebody deliberately sabotage this? I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of jot and tittles on the website to create a URL for a porn site. I mean, come on. Why would you even, this is what we call quality control, folks. I mean, packaging for the new Wicked dolls, you know, where this is where Satan is integrating all this garbage into our society, folks. I guess we need to start boycotting Mattel, huh? Costco, by the way, had to recall 80,000 pounds of butter because the labels failed to mention it includes milk. Oh. Here, I thought that butter was made out of cream. Is that what they're doing? 80,000 pounds of butter? What about all the people that are not lactose intolerant? Why didn't you just discount it and say, hey, these 80,000 pounds of butter have milk in them, so we're going to, you know, you recall it, that means they can't sell it. Even if the labels did fail to mention it, I mean, you could have just discounted it. There are people out there that probably are not lactose intolerant that could use the butter. But the bigger problem is that that's not legitimate butter if they're going to integrate milk into the process because butter is churned out of cream. Interesting how that works. A lady in Michigan is $12.6 million richer after not getting the COVID jab. Oh, yeah. She was fired by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan over a lack of the vaccination. She wouldn't take it. She filed a religious accommodation. And, of course, the company illegally terminated Lisa Domsky. And the jury on November 8th awarded her $10 million in punitive damages and $1 million in non-economic damages, $1.375 million in front pay damages, and $315,000 in back pay damages. But see, Michigan, you know, after all, it look who controls it. Look at their Democratic governor, Whitmer. Huh? Look at that. She's the one controlling all this. And so the lady gets $12.1 million. I'm surprised it's not happening even more. I mean, now that they've opened the door, now that they got some decent case law, wonder if Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's going to appeal that jury award. You think? They'll do it. They're an insurance company. Come on. New Jersey pranksters, by the way, TikTok. See, here's another problem with this challenges that they do. The door kicking challenge. Cops are warning of the dangers. It could be deadly. Can you believe it? I mean, this is something that just, you know, it's nutty. In New Jersey, they're kicking in doors because TikTok challenged them to. I mean, they got video of people doing this. So the police in East Orange, New Jersey are warning residents of the door kicking trend after multiple residents recently became targets of the pranks. And of course, they issued a warning. You know, I mean, it's the kids too. Oh, it's a harmless trend. Right? That's what they think. But the police department says it's not just a harmless trend. Videos on TikTok suggest this challenge is happening in cities across the country, and it just takes one time. I mean, you know what happened to Brian Malinowski in Little Rock, right? Now, what if it wasn't the ATF? What if it was one of these morons kicking in somebody's front door, and the people think, home invasion? Boom! End of story. You got dead kids. And hopefully, if they kicked your door in, they were facing you when you shot them. Because if they were turning around running away when you shot them, well, they would arrest you for shooting them in the back. They have to be facing you. Remember that when you take one of them out. These little bastards need to pay for this nonsense. You know, where's mommy and daddy when you need them? I mean, why would you let your kid on TikTok and then let him out? Let these punk kids out there with nothing better to do. Well, it just shows you how our society is disintegrating, doesn't it? No, they don't want to follow God. They want to go on and follow TikTok. They make TikTok their God. And when TikTok says you go kick somebody's door in, they do what they're told. What are these guys, Manchurian candidates? I mean, this is just craziness. So, you know, it would not surprise me if one of them kicked in a door and got their, you know what, blown away. I mean, somebody needs to learn a lesson. Maybe if somebody got shot to death and the parents sued TikTok because of it, and there was more suits against TikTok because you encouraged it, maybe TikTok would go away. But this is not happening yet. But see, kids are stupid enough to fall for this garbage. It's like the Tide Pod Challenge. Come on. Look, I mean, if you're going to kick somebody's front door in and risk death, why don't you just eat a Tide Pod instead? You're that stupid. So I guess we have a lot of people in society that are stupid. They don't know why they vote for Harris, because she's a woman, and she's a woman of color, and you believe all the lies, you go right ahead. But then TikTok, really? Then your kids succumb to this garbage? Mommy and daddy, you need to wake up. You need to educate your children. If you didn't teach your children well, you don't deserve to have them. And somebody is going to take them away from you via a gunshot blast when they kick in their front door. Like I said, they have to be facing you when you pull the trigger, folks. Otherwise, you're going to be charged. If they turn around and run, see, that's part of the TikTok challenge. Kick in the door and then turn around and run away. Cause thousands of dollars of damage. Hey, I don't know where they get these $700 damage to a door. Doors cost a hell of a lot more than $700. Have you priced them lately these days? You get a decent door. I mean, now you're going to see people putting steel doors up with all sorts of guards so that they can't have their door kicked in. I mean, aware. It's not just in New Jersey. It's all across the United States of America. Parents, you need to wake up. If you know somebody that's out there kicking in doors, you need to tell them, hey, mommy and daddy, better keep your kid in at night. You know where your kids are? Because if you don't, you're liable to get a knock on the door from the police saying, well, here's your child's body. You know, I have no respect for parents who let their kids run and do whatever they want. Spare the rod and spoil the child, right? 208-216-6100. Go to the phones. Brady, you're first up. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You know, one thing, a group of people we haven't heard from in a while, which I do think they're going to be making a resurgence any day, is good old Antifa. I think now that we're in the transition of the 70 days or so before Trump takes office, you're going to see that group pop up. The attacks across the country are going to be coming, and they should probably be happening by this weekend. probably Friday night you'll see different demonstrations starting again by the Democrats, but they're not done, and they're not going to let Trump assume office. They're still going to try to put Kamala Harris in there, and I think we just need to watch what's going to happen. I would like to see Trump go into seclusion and hiding and just completely be off. He needs to just get away because they're going to try to take him out. And
I get that. Yeah, well, there's articles out there now that are warning Trump, Brady. Glad you mentioned it because that leads me into my next story about everything that is going on. The fact that you've got Stephen Miller as his policy advisor, but see, there are people inside the administration that are telling him, and including General Flynn, who's a big connection with Trump. And Flynn is warning Trump, don't leave Mar-a-Lago. Stay right where you are. Do all your business at Mar-a-Lago. Have people come to visit you there. Tighten security. Get your own security detail because you can't depend on our Secret Service to protect you. Get your own. I mean, how get Blackwater in there? I'm sure that Eric Prince and everybody would, you know, love to entertain a contract from you. You know, get your own security detail. Shoot on site if they don't have clearance.
One thing, though, that what he does need to do, he needs to give the Vatican a call and get that Pope-mobile shipped over to Florida so he can drive around in that. You know, another thing, one quick thing before I go, Dave. I made a prediction about a year ago with Bitcoin. Everybody said it was going to go to zero, would never make it. Well, today again, it was $87,000.
And they're predicting 90.
Yesterday it went up $8,000 in one day. So Bitcoin, folks, is not going anywhere. It's actually going to be the replacement to the dollar. Trump did a little bit to save it because he worked with Vlad and he's going to probably be able to get the dollar into the BRIC system. Which I've been saying, if the dollar doesn't get into the BRICS in Russia and involved with their financial system, it's going to zero. I don't know how long Trump can save it now because he's working with Vlad, but your altcoins like Bitcoin, that's what's going to be digital dollars. Your gold and silver are going to be used as your daily transfers of buying, but you need to buy some Bitcoin. I don't like it myself, but the dollar is dead and Bitcoin is here to stay. Sorry to say.
Yep. Well, thanks, Brady, for your call. I tell you what, if you buy one Bitcoin, you might be okay. You might not. I don't know. It depends on how Trump embraces it when he gets in office, if he gets in. We'll be back after the news break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, we're back after the news break here, 35 after the hour. And of course, as I mentioned on this show before, if we can keep Trump alive long enough to get past his inauguration on day one, because see, by the time, you know, he gets sworn in at noon on January 20th, right? That is if, you know, everybody is keeping a cool head and dealing with his situation, because, I mean, if they're trying to take him out, I mean, everybody's already on alert for that, right? And the reason they let that loose into America is because of the fact that, you know, they want everybody to be aware that they know that people are going to try to be taking him out. So if they're going to do that, you should know you're not going to get away with it. And that they're going to point a finger at the Biden administration if anything happens to Trump. You know that. They're going to tell him that Harris and Biden and Sonny Hostin from The View and everybody else that was involved in Kamala's loss was responsible because they promote hate. And somebody's going to try to take him out. And this is unfortunate. You know, you can't let bygones be bygones. And, you know, I'm surprised The View even exists because these people do nothing but espouse hatred. What are these people anyway that The View hires? They do it because they get ratings and they get a studio audience of all libtard Democrats that agree with every little thing they say so they can get applause when they say something derogatory about Trump. You know, because it's good for the ratings. Well, it's not. You know, people detest it and they want to move forward. You can't move forward and have unity in the country when you get people like this espousing the kind of hatred they're espousing, because then it encourages people to go out. And this is why I say maybe they need to hold The View responsible for all these people that listen, you know, to crap like that, talking garbage about Trump, and then they turn around and they do stuff. Try to take out a president. Really? You're going to... Come on. I mean, the United States of America has had enough of this divisiveness. They've had enough lockdowns. They've had enough COVID. I mean, businesses, look how many of them went belly up when they locked down the country, especially in Michigan. I mean, people who relied on the government to take care of them woke up and said, hey, wait a minute, this did not turn out the way we thought. So, what can Trump do on day one? Trump has said he would re-implement his Remain in Mexico policy, which requires asylum seekers to stay put until their cases are processed by U.S. immigration courts. I mean, if they really want to get into this country that bad, they can follow the law. Now, the only reason that people were immigrating to this country the way they were is because Biden invited them and said, we'll give you a $9,000 debit card just for getting here. Yeah, we'll spend all of our taxpayer dollars that we don't have paying you people to come in here so you can vote Biden and vote Democrat. What do you think? These people are insane, Joe? No, a lot of these people that came across the border are actual Christians. I mean, they call themselves that. Now, whether or not, you know, you shall know them by their fruits. And of course, this border wall, that is something that he can do by executive order. This is something he repeatedly criticized the Biden administration for failing to keep up and continue. Oh, no, no. We need a wall across our southern border. We may need one across our northern border. I mean, why does it have to come to this? Why does it that we have all of these people? You know, they're so worried about their abortion rights. Like I said, go get a hysterectomy if you're worried about that. Yeah, well, what if I want a kid someday? Well, sorry. You know, if you want a kid someday, then keep your legs closed. Stop being a whore. Stop doing what the word says don't do. Use a condom. I mean, come on. What are you people thinking? You have reproductive rights. You have the right not to have sex. Until you get married, you have the right to remain a virgin. And not only that, but apparently if you're that stupid that you don't understand that Roe v. Wade was overturned and it gave rights back to the states, this is exactly what Trump said. But no, the Democrats twisted that, bent it out of shape, and said, look, Trump is against... No, that's not what Trump said. Trump said that everything is now up to the states to enforce. If they want abortion legalized, fine. If they want women to murder their unborn babies, fine. That's on the states. It's not on the federal government. The federal government, you know, is supposed to guarantee the Constitution. That's the right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness or property. This is why America was the richest country in the world and may still be. I don't know. Half the time I turn around and I look at all this garbage with weather manipulation and everything else and wonder about that. For those of you in the northern states, you may have seen Aurora Borealis. There was a solar storm bringing the northern lights to the northern part of the U.S. this week. Fox reported Sunday night the potential for northern lights, like New York, was due to a sunstorm known as a coronal hole high-speed stream, which knocked solar winds into open space. Cloud cover from much-needed rainstorms likely blocked out the possible views. However, the vivid colors in the sky stemming from the geomagnetic event. Folks, you see, this is what I'm talking about, EMP. Because if one of these solar storms, coronal mass ejections, turned into something really big, the grid can go down, and not by cyber storm, not by cyber attack. So the other thing we could do, and that Trump will probably do, he will fire Jack Smith and pardon all the J6 offenders. Trump has called the people facing charges hostages and political prisoners. I think most of us could agree with that. As far as climate, Trump's going to sign an executive order once again withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Accord. Nuts to this climate change garbage. He's going to tell everybody, you know what, forget this electric garbage. We're not ready yet. There's a lot of people already sidestepping the equation, and they're ordering solar panels for their home. They bought into the logic that, hey, even if the panels last 25 years, I mean, are we going to be around for 25 years more? Hey, we'll generate our own electricity. That's okay. They're into that. So they're going to tell, I really think that if you're going to do anything, Mr. President, you need to tell the United Nations to relocate to Brussels and get the UN out of New York and take that building the UN is in right now and convert it into apartments for homeless veterans. That's what you can do with the United Nations. Make a nice little, call it Veteran City, and have, you know, restaurants and shops and, you know, food lines and stuff, and integrate these people, put a job training center there in the UN building. Yeah, you can make this useful. And all of our vets that are living on the street right now could have themselves a place to live while they're training to reintegrate into society. Help them with their drug problems. Help them with their suicidal thoughts. I mean, that would make more sense than having the United Nations all sitting around in New York, bringing all their entourage there, risking all sorts of possible national security issues with terrorists coming into the country. There's one way you could eliminate it. Move all of that over to Brussels. Yeah, have the UN there. See, rather than everybody flying over here to the United Nations, the United States, and flying into LaGuardia and JFK, you can have them all flying into Schiphol Airport, you know? Let them do that. Boy, wouldn't that be great, getting rid of the UN and just taking over the country the Rockefellers donated to where it sits? This is part of the global problem, folks. But you think it'll ever happen? Even though we get out of the climate accord? Yeah, there's a few other things he needs to do, too. And of course, you know, this transgender student protections. Trump has vowed to revoke such protections for transgenders the day he takes office. Now, I'm sorry, folks. You know, Title IX, this is a problem. Because it's been expanded. Because everybody wants to see their son or daughter change their sex. You know, mass deportations, ending birthright citizenships, dealing with Ukraine and Israel, and putting an end to wars. I mean, you have people that are Hispanics that came across the border illegally and should have remained in Mexico, but that did not happen. And there was a reason for it. Because Biden invited him over here, and he broke the law in doing so. So now, I think we really seriously need to concern ourselves with righting a wrong, enforcing the law. It's not revenge. It's not weaponizing the DOJ against the Democrats. It's like holding those who screwed up this country for the last 4 years accountable for their actions. That's righting a wrong, folks, no matter what way you look at it. Few messages here. We'll be back with the final commentary. Stay with us.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
12 minutes to the top of the hour here, and Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman. He will be coming up next for those of you listening live to the program. Of course, now on November 5th, as I said before, we saw a sea of red across America. Yeah, never forget, the cheating continued in both the congressional and the presidential races. You see, this is author Kelly Nelson just posted on News with Views this morning, and I was reading through some of the stuff because I see headlines that grab my attention, of course, and I try to do what Jethro Bodine does and do some ciphering through all this. Yeah. You know, so what does the sea of red tell you? Well, according to Kelly Nelson, the American people have had enough. They rose up and they ran to the polls. The election fraud still continued. And this is what I said. See, this is just another author out there. How many Republicans were winning when mail-in ballots appeared for the opposition? Proof of citizenship and proof of residency must be demanded across the nation for everybody to vote. Mail-in ballots, other than for military or incapacitated, must be eliminated. Addresses must be validated at the time of registration. All votes have to be in by the day of voting. And according to Kelly Nelson, what infuriated her the most was hearing newscasters say, in 2020, Biden won 20,000 more votes than Kamala in such and such county. The problem with this statement is that American patriots know in their hearts that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. But see, there's a bigger problem, which Kelly Nelson points out, and that's part of the transition team. Do you know who is the head of the 2016 transition team? Pence. And he brought in far too many Trump derangement syndrome Republicans, rhinos we call them in the alternative. The 2024 transition team co-chairs are Linda McMahon and Howard Lutnick. Linda McMahon's husband is Vince McMahon, and the two of them head up the World Wrestling Federation, World Wrestling Entertainment. Linda was the head of the SBA for 2 years during Trump's first term. After her college graduation, her first position was at a receptionist at Covington and Burling. This is the law firm that Eric Holder came from. Covington and Burling originally represented General Michael Flynn and told him to plead guilty to the fraudulent FBI charges. How do you like that? Linda McMahon is being considered for Commerce Secretary. Howard Lutnick was CEO of Cantor Fitzgerald when 658 of the 960 employees were lost, including his brother, in the September 11th attacks. He survived as he was taking his son Kyle to his first day of kindergarten that morning. Wow. Crazy how things happened, huh? Lutnick joined World Economic Forum member Maria Bartiromo on Mornings with Maria. Why do they still let these people on there? I mean, we already know who they are. I mean, Howard Lutnick was at the January 2024 Davos meeting. Maria Bartiromo, really? She still has a job? I mean, everybody should know this by now. She is not your friend. They're manipulating what you see and hear. And of course, Susie Wiles has been chosen as Trump's chief of staff. She'll be the gatekeeper. She's a moderate. Trump says Susie Wiles is the number one person responsible for why he won. And it doesn't really matter whether he dons a, you know, garbage worker's vest and gets in a garbage truck or goes to McDonald's or whatever the case. You know, people decided that they'd had enough of this stuff, but they don't want a repeat performance. This is what Kelly Nelson was trying to emphasize. We got to be careful who Trump puts into the cabinet, because the last time in 2016, he didn't know any better because he was the CEO. Well, he understands business. He also understands you're fired because he hosted a show. Right? You're fired. That was his big thing. Everybody made fun of it. That's all right. He got popular with it. You know, Celebrity Apprentice, right? Well, see, now we need to put that mindset into the cabinet. You got Elise Stefanik as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. You've got Tom Homan, acting head of the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, the former one, as the borders are. Mike Waltz as national security advisor. Lee Zeldin as head of the EPA. Senior advisor Stephen Miller as deputy chief of staff for policy. You know, they're not war hawks, you see. Waltz is a hawk on communist China. Stefanik has criticized the U.N. over anti-Semitism. Now, does that mean that things are going to stabilize as a result of these people being where they're at? Not necessarily. Eric Schmidt, of course, the GOP senator, has turned down the AG's office. They're going to have to bring somebody in there, very, very important. Because, I mean, you got Zeldin. I mean, you're asking yourself, all right, what are these people going to do when they get into office? How are they going to behave? Are they going to do something stupid, or are they going to do something smart? Are they going to work for the advantage of the American people that put them there? Because remember, all these people are appointed and have to be confirmed, right? Now that we have a Republican-controlled Senate, which has to be sworn in on January 20th, maybe things will proceed a little more smoothly. But in the meantime, Chucky is stopping a lot of the garbage, you know, all the people, you know, they're creating garbage. The Democrats are creating garbage now. I mean, it's the only thing they can do. They have to create garbage to make it difficult for these Republicans who were just newly elected to come into Congress and get the tour and understand how the Capitol works and all that good stuff. No, he's stopping Dave McCormick from coming in. I think there's one other senator too that there's a problem with. But the whole idea is this is what they're doing. They are trying to make a mess of things as Trump gets ready to come in the front door of the White House. Well, see, here's the thing, Chucky. Trump will remember that. And, of course, Kristi Noem, do you really think that she'll leave the governor's post to become the Department of Homeland Security's chief? You really think she wants that, even though she's been tapped to do that? She's in her second term as governor of South Dakota. The people there love her. She keeps getting reelected. So they must like what she's doing. She's a, well, you know, we used to use the old term belt and suspenders for those that are conservative. Well, you know, they have a different face. It's called Rhino. And you got Rick Scott, who apparently, you know, Scott, daddy's back. You know, that's the thing. Even though they're going to allow for recess for appointments and whatnot, the problem here is Rick Scott and what he did when he was governor of Florida, and he had to use his own money to get reelected in this election cycle. A lot of his own money. See, well, boy, when they get in office, man, they love their power, and they're going to do whatever they can, however much money they got to spend to stay there. Scott would logically, and this is a sad part about all this, given what he did in Florida, turning I-75 into a parking lot, you really want a senator in charge of Congress that did that? And then you've got Thune, and then you got Cornyn. Cornyn used to be the chief judge of the Supreme Court of the state of Texas, or used to be on the court. I just, you know, I like, no, come on. And then they become senators, and then what are they? Attorneys. Yeah. Why do we need more attorneys in there? What about the hidden 13th Amendment? It's out there somewhere. That no title of nobility shall be, you know, they buried that. No, we can't have that. We have to have attorneys be able to infiltrate. How many attorneys have been presidents? Yeah. Look at the most recent spate of attorneys, right? That all became president. Trump is the first non-lawyer to become president in a long time. And understand the reason that they want lawyers in the White House is because lawyers, A, are supposed to know the law. B, they're, this is even more important, they're good old boy network members. We have a really messed up court system here, folks. All one has to do is just look at the foreclosure nonsense going on in America. Oh, there goes Krieger again talking about foreclosures. No, if you want to find out how fair judges are to people who are in trouble that are about to lose their home, go sit in a court session and look how unbiased these judges are. Bit of sarcasm there. I've only found one or two judges in the United States of America that actually pay attention to the law and understand what's going on. There are so many judges, especially in the state of California, that do not give a rat's you know what to homeowners that are in foreclosure. Some people even went out, took out a home equity line of credit, never even used a penny of it, and are being foreclosed on. Yeah, they never borrowed any money. And see, what they didn't realize is they weren't the borrower in the equation because the loans were securitized. When you have MERS in your paperwork, I'm warning you, if you go out and you try to refinance your home or move and get a mortgage somewhere else, and you go into closing and you see MERS on your front page of your deed of trust or mortgage, run like hell. Walk away. Your name, all your credit history, your data set has all been converted, turned into a bond, and put out on Wall Street. It's part of a security. You didn't even sign the papers yet. They are lying to you, folks. You cannot allow them to do this. If we're going to upright this country, it all starts with telling the banks no. You keep our paper, you don't sell our paper, you don't securitize our paper. Hey, I've done it. I'm living proof. It can work in your favor if you just pay attention to the law and what the law says. That's why the Krieger Files is here, folks. We'll be back with our Hump Day edition tomorrow. Of course, in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.